Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Making sandwiches, cooking pancakes. Jamie, you got me going on this pancake thing.
Stoney really wants pancakes. Our next guest has been known to consume a pancake or two, although I got to be honest with you. I've known Wojo a long time, and when I think about his breakfast choices, I think it usually is of the egg variety. This is going to be an interesting... He might throw a change up to us here. Joining us now is the host of the evening show here on 97.1 The Ticket and a noted columnist in the Detroit News, Bob Winowski, or as we call him, Wojo. It's Wednesdays. It's Wojo. Hello, Woj.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Good.
Now, we were doing a debate about an hour ago, an article on Deadspin, debating what's better, the small pancake or the large pancake. You know, like the plate size you might get at an IHOP or the smaller silver dollar pancakes.
But you know, I got to go with eggs, bacon, and hash browns.
I was going to say, you're not a sweet breakfast guy, are you?
No. Generally speaking, no. But I've been known to quaff a pancake or two.
Quaff?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I thought quaff was always a liquid.
What's a quaff with your hair?
It's got to be the large one because, first of all, I do think, and I heard you guys discussing this, don't the small ones get a little bit too crunchy on the edge?
At times.
Yes.
But that's not a bad thing. What's wrong with a little crunch?
No, you want mush. And so you get the large one, and I think it was your little Hargrave kid.
Yeah.
Whoever doesn't put syrup on pancakes is no friend of mine.
They're communists, aren't they?
It's like those people that order, like, a burger, and I'll just have it plain. I'll just have a plain burger, nothing on it. No! What the hell's the point of even eating or living, for God's sake?
When was the last time you went to a breakfast restaurant and ordered something sweet?
It's been a while. I do think... No, see, pancakes to me are maybe more like 2 a.m. when you you know, when you've been up working all night.
Right.
2, 3 a.m., something like that.
Well, Woj, 11 o'clock, you'd like to meet me for pancakes? Or Jamie's not sure. He's like on the fence. He's like playing the role of me. He's on the fence on this.
No, I'll go. I'll go.
How about this? If I'm not there, can you guys get started without me?
Yes.
Come on. 11
a.m.
You have an hour and 20 minutes.
No, I'm not even saying that. My first meal of the day is almost never something sweet and sugary.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Well, you can watch us eat pancakes and you can have bacon and eggs. I'm sure they have them there.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got a lot to do. Today, I'm washing my hair today. That's one of my chores.
Okay. Well, Woj, we tried desperately to have Stoney bury the Detroit Tigers on Monday. And
I wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't bite. He wouldn't bite. I essentially buried them by saying, I just don't see how this is sustainable with this bullpen. And since then, they've won 3 in a row. These last two have been really nice, clean games, good pitching. The bullpen's been good. So, Woj, which one is it? I have to decide. Are they going to just torture us all year, or is this team that I can actually can stay in it?
Yes and yes.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Bob. We'll see you at the Pancake
really
House.
They're going to torture you all year, and they will stay in it. And you little negative namby-pambies, you. First of all, okay, like everybody else, with two outs and nobody on in the ninth last night, I thought, oh, K-Rod's going to have a clean ninth, and then he didn't. But do you realize, essentially, K-Rod has blown one save this year? Essentially. He's blown two, but the other one was the muff double play that the game should have been overrun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's blown one. So
wait, do you count opening day?
When they came back and won, you can't get a blown save and a win in the same game.
Yeah, but
yes, you can.
I don't think you can.
You can blow a save. You can actually blow a save and get a win as a pitcher, as a relief pitcher. You can do that.
Not in the same game for the same pitcher.
Yes, you can. But anyway, go ahead, baseball man.
Don't play baseball rules game with me, Big Man.
Oh, I'm playing baseball rules game with you. You know what I'm doing? I'm playing the role of fact-checking Jamie.
Oh, it's about damn time.
All right, anyway, go ahead with your little rant. Go.
Well, no, it's not a rant. Of course the bullpen is still makes you... I'm sorry. I am buying stock in Pampers diapers all year long because there's no other way to watch the ninth inning, although the little Wilson fellas have been pretty damn good, little Alex and Justin.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, what's going on with this? Every time I hear like announcers say, hey, the Wilson boys, the Wilson brothers, even though they're not brothers, how come people don't say like the Martinez boys, the Martinez brothers? Do they do that? No.
No, they don't.
It's always the Wilson brothers. They're not brothers.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. Yeah, the Martinez, I don't know. By the way, K-Rod has seven saves in nine opportunities.
I know. I said essentially the other blown one was that double play that...
Oh, that he loaded the bases on.
Yes, but he got the double play grounder and Iglesias tripped over the bag and got a little concussion out of it.
Right.
So he's essentially blown one.
All right, well, maybe you can answer the question that was debated more actually on the afternoon program than ours. With Michigan having 11 players drafted in the first round, did they underachieve with three losses?
Oh, no, I said that at the end of my when all those players were invited to the combine. Yes, they had a great defense, and ultimately they did underachieve, but they did lose those three games by a total of 5 points. Here is what I said last night. Because, you know, who's the little dork in the afternoon, the little Italian kid?
Valeni.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he was saying, you know, Michigan fan, they'll never get on Harbaugh's case. They'll never, you know, demand he win a natty. That means national title. At any point, because they love him so much. And I said, well, if last year happened, say, in year five of the Harbaugh regime, the narrative would be, oh, my God, all that talent. They lost every close game. They can't win the big close game. That would be the narrative. But because it was year two and, plus that one game in Columbus, there was that play that near the end. Remember that one?
There was a spot.
Yeah, the famous spot. So because there was some controversy. No, if that would have happened in a couple of years, I think people would start to get a little uneasy. But the thing is, you know, it's not going to happen, right? Right? Is it?
No, of course not.
No.
I do think with the way they recruit, I mean, they're going to obviously have ups and downs still, but the way they recruit, it's going to start level out, and instead of losing three games a year, they'll only lose two or one.
I never really asked you, because I don't think you went to Rome. You were off a couple days last week, but I thought you were still staying in Michigan.
I don't have to say where I was.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you were in Rome or not. What was your final take on all that? I mean, it's – I can't decide. I mean, obviously it was brilliant, and they got all the attention in the world. I don't quite know why they got so much attention, because collegiate teams travel overseas all the time. Basketball teams do it virtually every summer, and yet this got round-the-clock coverage from our papers and from, you know, ESPN, your boy Marty Smith and everything. I mean, was it overdone? I know what you're going to say here. You're going to say yes and yes. Yes and yes.
Well, I mean, because people were chronicling the Pope's lifelong dream to meet Harbaugh.
I know, yes.
So I think that was important. Well, of course, everything with Harbaugh, quote-unquote, gets overdone. But not really, because, A, he doesn't take himself too seriously. How could you say that? There's always these fun things, and he's playing paintball, and people, especially the TV folks, love those videos. But here's the thing. Forget whether or not the players that went had a great experience or whatever. The main thing they got out of it is, if you notice, there were several stories of recruits enamored by, loved watching what went on with Rome, or prospective recruits. And no, don't be too cynical and say it's always about recruiting, but it is always about expanding the, recognition of Michigan to more and more people. And in that regard, I think it got exactly what they wanted.
Now, Wojo, your Wojodamas pick for the Lions draft was one off. You had Harris, and he was taken 22nd by Miami.
Stoney and I got it right, just FYI. Yeah. Stoney Domus and Jamie Domus got
so
it correct.
So did everybody else.
Yeah.
Now, Wojo, Saturday is the run for the roses. Would you, on our show right now, like to give a Wojodamas prediction on the Kentucky Derby?
How about this? Can you name a single horse currently running in the Kentucky Derby?
Real quiet!
All right.
He's dead.
Oh, is he dead?
I think he died over the past year or so.
Whatever happened to Barbaro?
Oh, I miss Barbaro.
Don't get me started.
I still miss Barbaro. Poor Barbaro.
Maybe your assignment for Friday, when you and Bogey are at Huerto, you do a live Wojodamas at Huerto for the Kentucky Derby. I'll come out and visit you.
Yeah.
But I have a horse that I think you should consider.
Okay.
It's the word that your former Detroit News columnist would use all the time when he couldn't think of a better word. Right now, his odds are 22-1. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Hents.
Hents! Bob Parker's favorite word.
Hents.
Hents.
I love Hents. That's right. Me and the Bogey Kid, are you guys going to come out and have some tequila with us?
I am.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo says, nothing says Cinco de Mayo like Wojo and Bogey at Huerto.
No, JB, come out, bring the kids. Jimmy said, oddly enough, our boss, Jimmy said, okay, this is the one show where you guys can drink nonstop on the air.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
They have great tequila at Huerto Tequila Bar.
All right, Wojo, we'll see you out there. Have a great day. Have a great 45-minute show tonight, and we will talk to you next Wednesday.
Enjoy the pancakes.
Oh, yeah, we will. All right, there he is, Woj. Woo! Wednesdays, Wojo, 97-1 the tickets. Woo!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.